Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. Thought I'd put some music on at the beginning here a little bit here. So the Creation Light Ship is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings and teachings. And it's here again. It came here in 2005. So when Jesus left the planet, say 2,000 years ago or so, or maybe a little bit less than that, all of the energy from source energy left and then was up to the people to hold the frequency in their heart center of their own spirit. And that allows you to connect with the divinity inside of yourself. So there's actually no transmissions from anybody anywhere in the universe of light to the planet here. So this is what Jesus came to teach you, to go inside. This is where the kingdom is. And the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. In our terminology, people are talking about the 2012 shift. There's a lot of prophecies about the Earth not being here typically, or things happening, prophecies about the fight with the darkness and the light. And all that is kind of basically true. So the light comes here to collect its consciousness, and its consciousness is all that it created. And then it goes into another 2,000-year cycle of energy. And in the process, after the universe of light is turned off, then you have a void. You could call it darkness, but I don't like to use that term because my terminology for darkness is the extraterrestrial alien energies that are connected to all of our churches. And whenever you pray outside of yourself, you're connecting to those aliens and those life forms. So they're normally beings that are soulless beings. That's the basic difference. The light gave you a spirit, a soul in your body, and the darkness does not have that. And so it's up to you to hold your spiritual integrity. When you're first born, you're 100% in your body. And then because the darkness gave your physical body the storage in the DNA of negative events in your life and situations, this is why you're living all of your past lives at one time now in your physical body. So all of your ancestors are living through you with their consciousness and your, say, learning experiences that you have in this lifetime is brought up from them. So just because something happens to you, it's not necessarily your fault. It's just that your body wanted to heal that particular energy. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Annika, are you out there, Annika?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you so much for doing that intro of what the Creation Light Ship is and what the time is right now that we are going through. And today, right now, is Monday the 8th of February. And if you have questions for Ron or healing requests that you want to put in on the fast chat, please feel free to do so. It's so great to have you guys on. And welcome all the new listeners. I know there's some new listeners on. And thank you all for being with us today. This is the Creation Light Ship Healing Hour. So we have an hour to cover quite a bit, which we usually do, Ron. And if you have questions, you can also call in. We do take callers. We have a few different phone numbers that you can use. You can go to bbsradio.com and see those phone numbers on under Station 1. And one of them is, the first one is the toll-free number, 888-815-9756, and then there's three other numbers that you may use. So call in. We love to have you guys call in and ask for healing requests or share your own stories of what you're going through. So maybe we could start with some interesting questions, Ron, that came up from before, which is, do we have free will? And how do the current choices we make affect this overall global feel of consciousness?
Okay. So our global field of consciousness that we use with our mind is the mind energy created by what I call the light of the darkness. And the light of the darkness is in every single church on this planet when you pray outside of yourself to a God type of energy. Remember, you're sending your energy out, but where's it going? Nobody understands or knows. They just say it's going to God if you do prayers. Well, like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And then you're corded energetically to this life form, life source, extraterrestrial alien race, planet. Remember, we all have a natal chart. And so the natal chart determines our life path. So do we have free choice with the natal chart? And do we have free choice when we're being mind and body controlled by these planets? Well, the answer should be very obvious to everybody listening, and you should have a big no. How do you have free choice when you're being controlled? Okay? So the first thing is, do we have free choice here? Typically, no. Can we make a free choice to go out and maybe, say, choose a place to eat? Yes, we have that. We can choose to drive our car or walk around, you know, go visit people. Yes. But are we really having choice here? Probably not. You're having the free choice that the dark side chooses to give you. And I think we heard a caller come on, a beep. Somebody out there?
Yes, but if you want to continue and I'll hold while you finish up what you're saying.
Okay, sure. So what happens is the planets control us. The planets control the Earth spirit. Remember, the Earth is the creation of the Earth spirit, holding the frequency, the vibration, for the Earth to be materialized. And so during the ascension time, our planet Earth will no longer be here, and neither will your physical body. And this is what happens. And after the ascension process takes place, when the light turns off, we'll say the master power switch to all the universes of light, then everybody has the choice. Remember, in the light you have free choice, free will. Then you have the choice to where you're going to incarnate next to. And so then naturally everybody has that choice. Now, the main thing that's very disconcerting for most people, which they don't understand, is that have you went to a dark side practitioner? Okay? Have you had hexes and spells put on you in this lifetime? Or what about all your past lifetimes? Have they stolen part of your spirit energy? Well, you can't leave here unless you have everything back in wholeness. So that gets to be very disconcerting because a lot of people on this planet are not whole and complete. In fact, most people, if they're lucky, they're going to be 20% in their body. Remember, when you're first born, you're 100%. And so most people are unconscious. And if you're only 20% in your body, what else is inhabiting you? Remember, you're a host. Well, it's some alien life forms. We do special calls like we did yesterday at our call to get rid of alien life forms in us here. These are energetic parasites. You can check out two archive shows. Might want to write this down. You can check out the show on BBS Radio here on 11:30:08, I believe, and in 10:10:09. Both of those, we took out alien life forms, parasitic life forms out of people. So you can get an idea how it feels to have those released from you. Remember, these cause most of our physical problems. So we have those inside of us, along with physical entities that are emotional bodies of people that have died. So this planet has a lot of ghosts, and they inhabit people. And they come forward because they want to experience their past life of their body, plus all of their body hoppings, which could be thousands and thousands of bodies they've been in and have experiences in, with you. And so if you notice people who are on drugs, people who maybe, say, smoke pot, marijuana, people who take prescription drugs, people who get drunk, as soon as their eyes become glossed over, there's an entity present, or thousands of them. And this is why people say, I don't know what I did last night. You know, I had too much to drink or whatever, or indulged too much, and I lost my consciousness. They don't normally use that term, but they don't recall what they have done. And remember, Jesus said that on the cross, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. So that should be very apparent. It happened 2,000 years ago. Those same implants, those same energies were here. And then we also have alien extraterrestrial implants that are controlling us too. So we have alien parasites that come into our body to take its life force energy. This is why you don't heal, one of the main reasons. You have entities in your body. Remember, if you're only 20% in your body, by all means, most of you can expect is a 20% healing, you know, because what happened to the other 80% of you? Where is it? We have parallel lifetimes that the dark side forces us to. This is our deja vu. This is where you all of a sudden blank out, start daydreaming, you're somewhere else, and then you come back into consciousness. This is why you have dreams at night for the most part, is because you're out on a parallel lifetime. And there can be lifetimes that are of this planet. You can go into a cloned body like yourself. Remember, there's a lot of shows out, programs, DVDs, movies about clone things. Artificial intelligence, the movie Surrogate is one that shows people controlling an artificial body. The brand new program show that's out is Avatar. Same thing, just a different presentation of it. Then you have, the Terminator, you have many, many movies out. Just kind of look at them. All the sci-fi ones are real. What happens is the dark side, through collective consciousness, universal mind, whatever word you want to use there, that you thought was of light, is the darkness energies connecting to your mind. Remember, when you're in your heart, you don't have those energies. And when you're in the mind, you're in time. When you're in time, then you're in the darkness. And so when you're in your heart center with your spirit, then you're out of time, and all of a sudden time kind of gets evasive. This is why I say, time flies when you're having fun. That's an old cliche that you probably have heard a long time ago. So when you're in your heart, then you're being creative, using the energy of source energy, which is what your spirit is, and you're able to connect to those energies. Now, the dark side has fabricated and created the exact same copy of the light. This is what I call the light of the darkness. So if you go to church and you're praying to Jesus, remember using your head to do your prayers, then typically you're going to be bringing in the Jesus of the darkness. They look the same, can do perfect miracles too. And what happens to you when you get tied up to the darkness energy? Then you're corded to it. If you're in your heart, it's a different story. Then your spirit, which will be the same frequency, the same resonance of any of the masters, because it's still source energy. See, source energy is source energy. There's no delineation between light and light. And so only here on this planet, as far as the teachings here will say, do we have a spiritual hierarchy. That's all Galactic Federation stuff. That's all the darkness energies teaching you to go outside of yourself, that you need to connect with the master. You need to have somebody maybe physically here as a master to guide you, because they're more spiritual. Well, they're all controlled by the light of the darkness because they're using mind energy. Whenever you use mind energy, read something in a book, then you are trapped to the light of the darkness. So get your answers inside of your heart. This is where you need to go to. So back to you, Annika. Maybe we can talk to our caller now.
Okay, yeah, thank you, caller, for holding on. And I'm just wanting to intersect there that the BBS radio shows that you were talking about is probably the years before that, what you were saying. So it's 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. So, time goes by so quickly that it seems like it wasn't that long ago. But, I think they're earlier on than what you said earlier. So thank you, Panda, for helping us out with that. And thank you for holding on there on the calls or on the phone line. So I welcome our caller.
Hi, I didn't want to interrupt his train of thought because that, what he was saying was important to hear. So
absolutely.
My question for Ron is, what clearings, because I'm noticing now as I'm getting older, I'm about 49 right now, and my family is now starting to have diseases like my father passed. So he had glaucoma, and then now my mom and then a couple of my brothers and sisters have it. But fortunately, me and my brother don't have it. So I don't know what's going on, but obviously it's probably, like you said, generational stuff coming up. In the clearings that you have on the list of services, do you recommend that we do to get rid of those kind of illnesses that are passed on through the families? Might skip a generation. One of my sisters died of lupus, and so I know that's going to crop up again somewhere. It did in my niece already, and she, avoided dying from it. But, so this is the kind of stuff I'd be interested in hearing, how the light ship could help us rid our family history of illnesses, chronic ones, as well as, I guess, things that even pop up abnormally even that might be going back, I don't know how long ago.
Boy, that's a hard one to answer.
Generations, maybe? The first thing would be
seven generational
entities?
Clearings may help you. Remember that in the time of Jesus, that's all that was needed. But, you know, it helps you out now because you're going back to probably typically, you know, 1850s. So you're taking out of you the mindset of these energies. It's a very good question. I don't know how to exactly answer that because there's so many clearings that may help. You might try the body rejuvenation series. That's very inexpensive. You might want to get into some type of parallel lifetime. You could be bringing these over from parallel lives. It could be entities being attached to you, causing that. It could be mind control transmissions as implants in your DNA. There's just so much there. I can't really say like this one clearing is going to help you, because there's so much. You'd have to almost talk to your spirit to get the list of services out and just see which one seems to, you know, come to that. But remember, we are living the life of our ancestors, so we want to get rid of the judgment that they had. Remember, all we're dealing with is judgment. That's the darkness of judgment. And so where they separated themselves from non-judgment and got into judgment is what we're hanging on to in our body. That's why our body's not a light body. This is why it's so dense, because our body's full of judgment. So you could be very simplistic. I'd say, you know, we could look at it and say, well, you want to look at your eyes maybe with glaucoma, and or maybe you might have diabetes in your family or some type of illness that a lot of people have. But I would first suggest probably looking at it from an alien standpoint, okay? So look at it as what are the aliens doing to you and transmitting to you to bring this to you, okay? Now, naturally, let's say that you have a tendency for something, and all of a sudden you catch it. Then what will happen is entities will come into your body who have that same problem. So like I say, like if you twist your ankle, you're going to bring in thousands of entities into your ankle because they have that same experience. So they want to experience your life now because you have pain in your ankle, and they want to see you have crutches. They want to see you have pain, and they live off of that energy. They live off of your pain energy, and so does the darkness. So entities are pretty similar to the darkness beings, although they were in the body of people who carried light with the spirit, just that they haven't been released yet. Your spirit normally is always released from this earth plane, because the darkness needs your spirit, needs your spiritual horsepower. Darkness does not necessarily want to use your emotional body because there's no light in it. It wasn't created by light, it was created by the earth spirit. And so the darkness always takes your spirit and your heart and will dust it off, clean it up, and force you into the reincarnation process. Remember, all the reincarnation information that's out there is basically information brought down from generation to generation, and that's the light of the darkness telling you why you have to incarnate, because you're trapped here. And so naturally, you know, people think that you have to incarnate every lifetime. Well, you're forced to incarnate. That's what we said initially. There's no free will here. You are stuck here. And this is why the ascension time comes every 2,000 years. So, you know, if you know that you've been here for a long time and you can look at your past lives, well, how many ascension times have you missed? Every 2,000 years you have the opportunity to leave, because the light comes in to allow its universe of light to do a change. This is the way it can, in a sense, we'll say, control the universe of light. And so it allows everything to now go back to light again and to reestablish itself somewhere else. So if you've been stuck here for, you know, like 50,000 years, you missed 25 ascensions. Are you going to miss this one coming up now shortly? And that'd be 26. So are you going to be stuck here on this planet and being told about your reincarnation next time you incarnate someplace? And they're going to say, you know, you made a mistake in your last life, so you have to make amends. And you have all this karma, and look at your astrological chart. You know, they don't tell you that these planets are dark side planets, alien beings, consciousness is controlling you. But they never get into that. They just somehow branch over that and just kind of tell you that, oh, this is the light from these planets, and these are consciousness, and you're here to learn things. Look at your chart. This is what you're going to experience at this time in your life. You need to know all this from the past, because you made mistakes, and you have this fortune coming up, or misfortune, either way, because of your past. So that's all dark side energies. There's no choice there, no free choice, free will. That's not of the light. The light only works in the now. So if you're a first-time listener to this program, a lot of times people's implants go off. They don't understand what I'm saying. They have selective hearing. They don't get it. Listen to about, you know, 6 to 10 of the archives, and you will finally understand it. Because this show talks about light. But in the process of talking about light, we have to disclose all the darkness. And the darkness is what people live in. So, unfortunately, this is where humanity is. If everybody lived in their heart center, stayed there, we would not have any wars. This planet can turn around on a dime, and we would have a wonderful experience here on this planet. There'd be pure love energy. That's the way it was intended to be. But because the darkness crept in, people are doing these different types of attunements, bringing in energies weekly, daily, going to churches, praying to a God outside of themselves, to the aliens. The worst thing that happened on the planet, like I said, was recently was the harmonic convergence in 1987, where people prayed outside of themselves to open up vortexes, stargates, to bring love energy here, thinking that the Earth spirit is such a little wimpy thing. Remember, it's as big as this planet, but somehow the ego and everybody said, man, we got to bring love to this planet. People don't get it. Well, what are they working with? They're connecting to mass consciousness. Mass consciousness is the light of the darkness. And so they're telling the mass consciousness that they need to have more darkness in here. So right away, you open the energy vortexes up outside the planet. You blasted holes in the Earth field of the Earth spirit, which made it suffer. And you brought in what you thought was, if you did this, what you thought was light. Well, the spirit already has light. You just harmed it and also harmed humanity. So these teachings are very simplistic. They're what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. And for most people, they don't get it. If they do get it, they really get it. Most people are kind of like, geez, what's he talking about? Is he knocking every practitioner out there that's listening? Because he's saying that these people are using mind energy to do healings, are using mind energies in their services, in their sermons. Is that of the darkness? Yep, guaranteed 100%. And so, you know, if you don't use your heart, you're in the darkness. And this is what this show is about, to teach you, to show you how to get out of that. So that's the whole process, is to tune into the light. There's no hierarchy in the light. You know, if you attempt to connect to some master outside of yourself, are they from the light? No, the light's not going to transmit anything. The light never promotes itself. You're not going to wake up someday and see Jesus at the foot of your bed, or Archangel Michael, or whatever you believe in, some deity. It's not going to show up. If it does, it's the light of the darkness. The light does not have any way to judge you. It does not judge its creations. It's not going to come to you because, you know, it thinks that you're really a nice person or really a bad person and wants to show you and how to get connected back to the light. You have it inside of yourself. So this is the whole process. So anybody who's doing channeling of these beings, they're just channeling the light of the darkness. And the light of the darkness can be very convincing. In fact, probably everybody listening got baffled too. So once you realize that what you've been taught in this lifetime about spirituality is a complete lie, then when you finally understand that, you're going to really catch on to what this program is about. And if the implants don't go off in the meantime to have you run the other direction or have selective hearing, then, if you don't have that, then listen to the archives. Otherwise, you're going to just say, oh, this I can't believe this here. You know, I couldn't have been taught this lie. I have a guru that I go to, you know, and he teaches me this and that. And how can my church lie to me? You know, I've been going to this church for years. My parents went to this church, and I've been praying to Jesus and asking for help and assistance. And at times I got this wonderful help. You know, how can Ron be saying this? Well, this is the way the darkness works. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, well, thank you. And I don't know, but I thought I heard a beep. I don't know if there's somebody out there. I wanted to also ask you for some healing samples. But if we have somebody waiting,
hi,
please.
Hi, it's Karen. But I
oh, hi,
wanna,
Karen.
Take over Pauline. Is Pauline still on the line?
She might have gone off, Karen. We're happy to have you on and what you want to share with us or ask.
Sure. Well, I have a little testimonial for you, Ron. I emailed you some little more details earlier today, but, you know, I did the 4-in-1 master clearing in early January, and felt incredibly calm after it. Felt really great. And just recently I've sort of figured out what the gift they gave me was. But one thing that was unexpected from the clearing for me was I like to have a glass of wine when I'm cooking dinner, and nobody would ever consider me addicted to wine or alcohol, but I think I kind of was, and that's completely gone away. I've been around it, and I've actually had a couple sips, but I could take it or leave it, and so that was totally unexpected. That came after the 4-in-1 clearing.
That's great. Wonderful.
That's great. That's so great, Karen.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to go in. Maybe if you want to explain to some of the people out there that might not know what is the 4-in-1 clearing, can you put it in your own words?
I got cleared of 12 or 13 planets, and then I got connected to my twin flame, which was a deer with antlers, and actually Ron brought in the living on a planet of light, of course, and a female twin flame that had two fawns. So I got to feel all three of their energies. And then let me see, I got connected to my home base energy, which had lots of beaches and seagulls. And that was really nice. And I also got disconnected from my earthly soul contracts, which was sort of my impetus to ask for the clearing in the first place. But it was wonderful, and my husband noticed the difference right afterwards.
Okay, that's so great. And you had some other questions you were asking too, right?
Yeah, Ron, I've wanted to ask you about my daughter's school situation. She grew up going to Waldorf schools in California, and that's actually how I met Annika, going to a public Waldorf-inspired school in California. And now, since we have moved to Colorado, there weren't any public options for us with Waldorf, and for the first time, she's in a private Waldorf school. And I've quickly learned the differences between public and private Waldorf. Last fall, my mother-in-law was at our house having a meal, and Lucy started reciting all these stories from the Old Testament. And my mother-in-law is highly religious, and she just, you know, I don't know. I was horrified about the whole situation. And we really like Waldorf and all the arts it teaches, but this third grade year, they're doing a lot with they learn history and different cultures. It's a way to they bring the religion in as a way to just study history and other cultures. So isn't like they're actually studying the Bible, but they sort of are, and they say God all the time. And especially in the third grade year, they study the Old Testament stories. And then my daughter's situation is she really understands Creation Lightship. She listens to the shows with me all the time, and she's actually renamed DOG as King of the Aliens, and she has to say the word sometimes when she's at school and saying verses or singing. But I don't know. I guess my question to you, I'm sorry, it's such a long-winded question, is I don't want to keep her from ascending. And if there's clearings I could be doing for her to help her, I don't know if she's going to the school next year. Kind of, you know, a lot of things are up in the air. But I know that she'll probably finish out this year. And, you know, I just don't want to do anything that would risk her chance of getting her so courted that she couldn't go through the ascension. So,
boy, yeah, that's a big one. What I would do is just do clearings, maybe the dark side practitioner clearing. maybe one of the, we have a new clearing up, which will be up shortly with negative energy. Do something like that to clean her out each day. Have her do her life force energy. Remember, as she's being indoctrinated by maybe memorizing or saying these things or songs, whatever it is, it's a brainwashing. And you don't want that to happen to her because she will be courted by those energies. Just by bringing up that situation does that. And so, boy, that's a rough call. For the people listening, if you've never been to church and knew nothing about God, you're probably much better off in this lifetime than people who have been to church, because you have to unravel this out of you. You have to purge yourself of all these false misbeliefs, even though, you know, it could be a part of history. You know, it's still, when you get into the aspect of bringing names in, remember, this is why we have the special clearing on the website, you know, where you can put your name in. The, what do you call it, Alex? I think it's a natal chart clearing, I believe. Is that what we call it now?
Yeah, natal chart clearing, or the natal barcode clearing.
That's right, yeah. Natal barcode. Yeah. So what that clearing does, it allows you to put in your name at birth. Remember, the aliens connect to you. You know, let's just go to, I don't want to really sound negative, but let's just say that we're now Jewish, right? And it's World War II. And this race put on us these tattoos of numbers, okay, to identify us. So it's probably easier to do that, the tattooing that way, with the numbers, as opposed to taking your picture, because that stays with you. So that all of a sudden now is imprinted in you. And so wherever you go, you have this number. Well, this is the same thing. The dark side uses your name, which is a symbol. We'll say different letters are different symbols. Different cultures have different types of letters. They're also symbols. And, you know, being an American, you know, I just have English here. But you might be listening, maybe you're from a different culture, and you can write in a different language. So you have different symbols, too. And so the dark side knows you through maybe your car license number, all different numbers, your house number. Remember, all these things are identifiable, and they can tune into you that way. And so this is why we have this on the website, so you can clear yourself energetically from these ways that they can connect to you. So this is kind of what I would suggest doing, is to go in there and maybe take some of those words maybe that they're using, and, you know, a lot in some of the songs or whatever they're reciting, and get rid of that alien tracking device that's put into that energy. Remember, we do have the Bible code in the Old Testament. Maybe they're talking about that, how they can look into that and see events that have happened, which is mind control. And so the dark side, the aliens that are here, we'll say, the physically living in human bodies, or the people that are controlled by the aliens, either way, really makes no difference. They're still here. They know what the dark side script is, okay? Because they can read the Bible code. So they already have their little maybe high-tech information, their computer maybe inside of their head. Maybe their implants are highly astute. And they know how to go in and look at different groups of letters and maybe numbers in Hebrew and bring up, without a computer, different events that's going to happen. So now all of a sudden they have the information ahead of them, what's going to happen maybe in 5 years. So they can just look at that and say, oh, we'll get our ground crew down here ready. We're going to do this dirty deed here. And that's kind of what it's about. So all these symbols, all these letters and things have, a meaning. So you do want to get that off of your daughter. So somehow I would go in there and maybe see what's being repeated a lot for programming. What they normally say, if you hear something 3 times, you're being programmed, 3 times in a row, I believe. You might check into that. See what's being stated a lot in the different songs or whatever, because it is a program. And even if it sounds, you know, nice to you and, you know, doesn't sound offensive at all, they can use that energy, because they're attaching their energetic transmissions to the letters and also to the words. So you might check into that. But by all means, I'd do an aura protection, and I would probably do, the natal one to to help yourself out in you know, these other clairvoyants. But those two probably, I think, would be pretty beneficial. And I like her comment about the God is the king of the aliens. That's beautiful. Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
And like I said on one of the shows, you know, we have some of the churches use the term, you know, like the devil, the word devil, you know, is lived spelled backwards. So you're doing backwards living. You know, so it's the opposite of that, you know. And just think of, you know, the word dog, you know, a dog is man's best friend. So what's the opposite of that? You know, the negative aspect, that'd be God, man's worst friend. So get a clue, people. So anyway, back to you, Annika. Thank you for calling. Really appreciated your questions there.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks, Karen.
Okay, see you later, Karen.
Okay, so thank you for that. And, you know, we have some healing requests, Ron. Don is asking if you can help him with a sore shoulder. And also he has a friend who is Claudia in Fallbrook, and I'm not aware of what it is that she was wanting to have healed, but maybe you can do some of your healing samples, Ron.
Okay, let's first do, I always do emotional, because emotional is what we start off with here. So here we go. So let's do an emotional clearing for the last 5 days. So just kind of take note of a situation that you're dealing with. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And this is why I work so quick with these, because the light is clearing you. The light knows and sees the condition and takes the energy away. It doesn't need to understand it. It's not like going to a psychiatrist where you have to talk and talk and talk. They just clear it. Okay? Now we'll do a feeling body sample. And 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Do a mental body, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And so since Don says he has a shoulder problem, let's look at entities. Remember I said entities that come to us with pain, etc. So here we go. Take out some entities, just kind of ask your spirit to help you with this. Remember the light ship works through your spirit. It created your spirit. So that's your conduit for healing. No spirit in your body, you're not going to have any healing from the light. The darkness will heal you, though. So here we go. Working with your shoulder. We'll just work on the one that you want to. We'll do both shoulders to balance them here. So I'm going to count to 10 to take away entities. Remember, you want to get entities out of you because they will take away your life force. And if you do have healing taking place, they'll take away that energy from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to look at the energy on your shoulder. This is work with everybody else's shoulders or what they want me to work with. It's up to you. Remember, these shows are live, and they also work on the archives. So we're going to take away energies. With Don, I'm seeing something happen to him probably between the age of 10 and 15. Remember, this is the past coming forward, and here we go. I'm going to take away energies for these years right now that deal with shoulder issues, and we'll just see what happens. So you, if you don't have a shoulder issue, maybe you have a sore toe or something, just think of it right now, and your spirit will work with the light ship to release it. Remember, no spirit, no healing. And like I said before, if you're only 20% on your body, all you can expect is a 20% healing because your spirit has to be with you. So this is why you so desperately need to get rid of entities out of you, to get disattached from the darkness energies, to, you know, run the other direction, you know, run, don't walk away from religions because they're going to infest you with false beliefs and get you to pray outside of yourself, which is against the teachings of Jesus. Very simplistic here. The kingdom is within you. You have to connect to it. You don't connect, you're going to go into your head, which the darkness created, the mind of the darkness. Creating light, looks like light to us. This is for people who, you know, people have had their near-death experiences. All the near-death experience people never went to the light. If they would have, they would have been gone. They would have left here. But they just come back as a representative from the darkness now telling you how great the light was. That they don't understand that they're being completely used. And that's how the darkness works. They need practitioners. So here we go. So sometimes I'm not very popular. I'm going to the in LA to the Conscious Life Expo. I have two events happening on Saturday. I have a lecture, which is free. Then also I'm giving a free workshop there. So do show up if you can. I'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. That'll be this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So here we go. Still clearing out energies here. A lot of stuff there. Remember, what happens is, at first something happens to us, and we view it, we don't know what it is, and it's outside of ourselves. Normally we see other people with the condition, which is your body trying to get your attention. And then naturally, as years and years go by, we start having a consciousness of the darkness come into us, and we start having these physical problems. So all of a sudden, you know, it might just be a stick whacking you over the head, and then eventually maybe it's a 4x4 or something. And then if we don't get it after that, then we may start losing body parts. So it's up to you to get the energy of the darkness out of you. And the light ship can do that for you. Remember, you have to ask. You have to come aboard to do these healings. Your spirit is not empowered enough in this lifetime to do this work. In fact, if your spirit was powerful enough, you know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus would not have come here. You would have already been awakened and would have left. And so it's much worse now than what it was when he walked the earth. So it's the same mind control, the same aliens using us here. This is a prison planet, and that's just the way it is. You know, this is the facts of life here. You have to work around them. That's why you want to go into your heart center. Remember, either you're going to be in the mind, talking a lot. I use the word mental masturbation, we'll say, or you go into your heart center and you stay in the peace and tranquility of your spirit. And there's so much out there in the mind energy. And the mind energy that people deal with is just intense. And it's very, very controlling. People put out energetic cords to people. Boy, Don, you got a lot of stuff there. I'm still clearing here. People have a lot of energetic cordings that they do. Maybe they envy you, so they attach to certain parts of your body. Maybe you could be a speaker out there in the circuit. People enjoy what you're saying, and they cord your throat. You know, you could be a singer. They could cord your throat also. Maybe you have a nice-looking body. Maybe you're a bodybuilder. So you go out there and, you know, take your shirt off. Well, what's going to be corded? Probably all of your muscles and other body parts. So this is just the way it works here. Still clearing here. Also, we have planets courting us. So I'll do a planet release here. So we're going to look at the planets. I'll pick on 10 of them that are connected to your shoulder. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, eighth released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. So we have a planetary clearing that gets rid of probably over a couple thousand alien planets that are corded, connected to your physical body to take away your life force energy. So this is kind of what this show is about, to help you, to teach you, so you can understand that you're not alone and everything else is with you. And you want to get rid of this stuff. You want to be heart-centered. You have to first go to your heart to connect to your spirit. And at least that's the baby steps. So once you get your spirit into your body, then you must, for ascension, integrate your spirit into every body cell. And that's much harder to do because every cell of your body is typically full of darkness. You have to clean it out. This is why we have so many clearings on the Creation Light Ship website, to help you out to get your spirit integrated with you. And that's the whole process, is to get integrated in your body so that your spirit can now bring forth the energy that it has to manifest, you know, a light body for you. It knows how to do this. You know, you can't read a book to do it. It already knows. It's from the light. So what we're going to do now is drop everybody into their heart. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop. This you should be doing daily, probably 3-4 times a day. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. You have to command the energy. This you have to do yourself too. It's not hypnosis, just a way to command the energy. I could use A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, something like that, but the counting down is easier. And you can just think of an elevator dropping down. A lot of people know what elevators are, especially if you're back east in the tall buildings. So here we go. You're in the 10th floor is your thoughts inside of your head. First floor is your heart. And when you're in your heart, you can never have a negative thought. That's how you know that you're there. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. So think of a thought, and it should come out of your heart center. You're now in the consciousness of light. Otherwise, you're in collective consciousness, universal mind, you know, the Akashic records. That's all alien energy that goes to your head. So you want to be in your heart. And it's definitely hard to stay there. But as you keep practicing this, you know, maybe you can only be there for 5 seconds. Just keep doing it. And once you finally catch on to it, then you want to get a day planner because you're going to probably be not hooked up to time here. Not hooked up to the alien energies that are controlling you as much. So you want to get a day planner. And then you have more free choice, free will. Oh, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much for that. I don't know, I heard a beep before, but I don't know if there anybody's still there. If you are, you can just speak up. But otherwise,
yes,
I'm going to...
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Oh, Larry's here. Oh, hi, Larry. Thank you for holding on.
What's your question, Larry?
Okay, I've talked to several people today, and some of the people from the Spiritualist Church, some of the people have shapeshifters in them, and some of the shapeshifters are causing them to be late for their appointments to frustrate them. One person is a very strong shapeshifter, and they call them their spirit guides, and people are intimidated by him and his personality. And then the lady that I spoke to, she has, they're not shapeshifters in her, but they're, I would call them dream spirits because they're emotional bodies that have left the physical body during the death process. And they're not emotional anymore because they don't have the body. So it's more like they're dream spirits because they tell you what their dreams are, and they're what they call their spirit guides. And they may cause you to dream at night, too. I don't know, but they're like dream spirits. They don't discern. They can't discern. They're just dream spirits is what I see. And I talked to her about that and told her they were just dream spirits and advised her to come to the expo to talk to you about that, too. So those were just a few comments I had about the matter, that seeing what your viewpoint would be.
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. What happens is people, because they don't trust their own spirit, or maybe they never even connected with it, will rely on what we call spirit guides, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so for most people, you think of an angel, you know, or a guide, or, you know, Archangel Michael, or something, Jesus. Spirit guides could be the emotional body of one of your relatives that passed on. It could also be inside of your body. And it could also hopefully be your spirit coming forward, posing as one of these energies because you don't trust it or never communicated to it. But the only way to know for sure about your answers is to go to your heart. But anything that would be under the term typically spirit guide is going to be from the light of the darkness. And so you don't want to connect that way. I know a lot of people do readings. They say, I'm talking to your spirit guides around you. I see 3 or 4 of them. Well, yeah, it could be your dead relatives giving you advice, and the advice could be great. Remember, they're reading the timeline. They're reading the consciousness of time that the planets have in store for you. You're on a conveyor belt of life, and in that is the programs from your natal chart. And so they're reading that and telling you what's going to come up in your life. And is it valid? Of course it is, because you're reading the darkness. Are you connected more to the darkness when you try to get the information? Well, just think if you're the darkness and they go, man, this guy's meddling in my affairs here. We want this guy to go out and hurt himself in a week in a car accident. And now he's getting this help from this practitioner, and he's not going to do that now. Man, we got to tighten the screws on this person because, you know, they're now not going to be giving us life force energy. So when you get a reading, what's happening to you? It might be great to eliminate one particular problem, but are you causing many, many more because you are now, you know, not listening to their program because you're getting, you know, out of it. So that's another way of looking at it. This is why you always want to go to your spirit and your heart to get the information. So the shapeshifters, yeah, people do have them in them. You can look at people's eyes changing. You may have even seen it. You could watch somebody moving around, walking, maybe talking with you, and all of a sudden their eyes change. Or maybe you see a face superimposed over them or a whole different body type. Maybe it's a reptilian or something. Maybe they got a big nose. Who knows? Or big ears or red eyes. Well, this happens. And then you look at it again and at the person, and it's not there. The same person is talking to you. Maybe their eyes get glossed over momentarily for, you know, maybe a 20th of a second, and you wonder what happened. Or you start talking to them, and they start looking down, or they want to wear sunglasses. So, you know, that's all indications of shapeshifters, you know, and energies, aliens that are inhabiting the body of people. So it gets very, very disconcerting. And this is why, like, after you had a few of these 8-hour calls that we do for healing, most people don't want to really touch other people to have these things transfer from one body to the next, because they do body hop through physical contact. And this is why everybody knows that if you go into a room or you touch somebody and you go, man, I just been slimed by that person. Or maybe you had a massage and all of a sudden, you know, it felt great at first, but maybe your personality changed. Well, it's because the massage practitioner didn't know how to protect themselves. They took in a shapeshifter from Mary and got into them, and then you came in, and all of a sudden they gave you the shapeshifter because the shapeshifter wanted to be in your body. Remember, you don't have any free choice. You don't know about these things. So the body hopped into you. And maybe your shoulder pain or back pain went away because you went to the practitioner for a nice massage, but all of a sudden you picked up more stuff. So it gets to be very interesting to watch. And just look at people. When their eyes are glossed over, don't even bother to talk to them because you're not talking to their spirit. You're talking to an entity, a shapeshifter, an emotional body of somebody. You know, the person is not in their body. They're not home. So don't even waste your time. If you look at most people who are in prison, in jail, etc., their eyes are normally always glossed over. Very, very unfortunate. So the poor body is having a problem because it's now incarcerated. And the body was used by these aliens, by these entities, by whatever came into it. So this is the problem that people have, and it's very sad that the spiritual realm, these entities, etc., are not being held accountable. Remember, the light doesn't judge anything, but the darkness wants to judge you and wants you to continue on with the program of darkness so that they can take your life force energy from you. So this is the kind of the story. This is why we go by the teachings of Jesus, very simplistic. Stay in your body. Don't go outside of yourself. And understand that, you know, you have to be connected to your spirit and get your spirit more into your body. So I'll be in Los Angeles this coming week, which is February 12th, 13th, and 14th. I'll have the light infusion chamber there. And by all means, if you're in the L.A. area, it'll be at the L.A. Hilton on Century there. LAX Hilton, I should say, by the airport. So please come and see me. I'll be happy to see you too and show you the light infusion chamber and do some sample healings with everybody. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much. We're coming up to almost our end, but I was just wanting you to maybe go into a little bit of, if you don't feel a change, or let's say you have these, you listen to these samples, what could be needed? I mean, there is even a good call on the BBS archives for that, that shows why we don't heal necessarily right away. Do you want to go into mentioning just why we might not feel it right away?
Yeah, well, some people just don't have that energy in them to feel. So if you don't feel anything, the healings work anyway. So that's not a prerequisite for having a healing. I would say women are 50-50, men are 1 in 100. So if you don't feel any energies, don't worry about it. It's working anyway. And if you want to know why you're not healing, we have a great show on BBS Radio. It's about an hour and a half in length on the archives. It's 82809. I'll say it again, 82809. Just listen to it, and you can have a really good clue of what's happening. It started off with a basic dog bite, and I think the end result, why the person is not healing, because the DNA of the dog got into the physical body with the saliva and was causing a lot of the problems. But there's so much that we don't know. Looking at a simple situation, wondering why it's not healing, it's so much more underneath that iceberg, you know. We're only just seeing the tip. And this is why you want to get your genetic clearings done. And the light chip does that for you. So we'll bring in some peace energy through the light beam here. So if you like, bring up the monitor screen on your computer, and you should be on the Creation Light Chip program. If you're not, just click on it. Creation Light Chip Healing, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam, and we're going to bring in some beautiful peace energy that'll stay there active for the next half an hour. So half past the hour, the light beam will release the energy. So here comes divine peace energy, love energy, and here it comes. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in, and I'll just say blessings to all of you as we sign off here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, this is one of the female light beams. You should see the monitor screen actually change vibration, change colors. You might see it become more three-dimensional. So I know our time is ending. So thank you, Annika.
Thank you so much.
Callers, so thank you. See you later. Our next program will be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everybody.
Bye.